And now to get a legal perspective on this, we turn to Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, legally, when can a doctor override a pregnant woman's wishes?
Well, it's a really hard question, Madeline. As a matter of sort of constitutional and common law, there is this right to, quote, bodily integrity. There is a right to informed consent. It means that with very, very few exceptions, things like immunizations or criminal fingerprinting, the government doesn't get to come in and do stuff to your body without your consent. But more and more, courts are saying, no, fetuses have independent rights. Fetuses have rights that need to be privileged. And so in addition to these 31 states that have fetal homicide laws, we have courts who are willing to hand over court orders that say, whether or not you want to do this, you are hosting an independent life. Someone needs to protect that independent life. We're going to give a court order that's going to override your wishes.
The two cases we've mentioned, Amber Marlowe and Melissa Rowland, are very different in terms of outcome. Marlowe's baby lived and one of Rowland's twins died. So how can these laws and the courts reconcile the possibilities of such different outcomes when initially their cases were very similar?
Right. I mean, in some sense, the difference between someone being a murderer and being a sort of holistic great mom is just the difference in the outcomes of the cases. And those are obviously subject to a thousand contingencies that have nothing to do with whether there was a C-section or not. And I think that that's what makes this very, very, very hard as a matter of law. You know, the only difference between sort of foresight and hindsight in these cases is these very, very narrow judgment calls. And then the question becomes, as a legal matter, do we want to privilege the doctor's guesses over the mother's guesses, and not only privilege them, but actually give them the force of criminal law?
And could it work the other way around? The patient followed the doctor's advice and it was a bad outcome.
Sure. I mean, in some sense, that's what the right to bodily integrity means. It means that, you know, that there's a strain of case law that says you can't be forced to give a blood transfusion, bone marrow, a kidney to your cousin, to your child, even if they're going to die. You have a fundamental right not to be operated on if you don't want it. And of course, if that person dies, the courts say, you know, that's morally unfortunate. You've made a morally bad choice, but it's not illegal. So the sort of what's different in these cases is that when there's a bad outcome, suddenly there's sort of criminal repercussions that attach. That's what makes this a very, very problematic set of cases in light of the previous doctrine.
Opinion and analysis from Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
And I'm Madeline Brand.